Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've been getting contacted by lots of people talking about heroes and drives that they're doing, and I wanted to mention this one. It's from the Venetia Valley School Family Center director, who is, I guess what they're going to do is do a collection on Thursday. Like, they're asking for specific things. You know, people are hurting right now and don't have the money for, or can't find baby wipes, baby food and diapers, feminine hygiene products, hand sanitizer, obviously, toilet paper, laundry detergent, etc. You know, there's a whole long list of this. And I think, did you put this up at RadioAlice.com, Bryn?
I sure did. Yeah, it's right on the front page if you go there.
So this is for families who have been impacted by COVID-19. They're doing a pop-up drive-through donation distribution. So basically, from this Thursday, from 1:30 to 2:15, you drop stuff off, and then they're going to distribute it 2:30 until 4 o'clock. And this is at 170 North San Pedro Road in San Rafael, California. So this is California. I got to throw that in there. It's in another state. And it's at the Congregation of Rodef Shalom. So, and it looks like they're going to do this every Thursday, and it starts this week. So if you want more information on this, and if you live, you know, in the North Bay, go to RadioAlice.com, and all the information is there. People, you know, this is a simple way. If you've got a couple things hanging around your house and you can donate them, that's a way to do it. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the graduating class of 2020. Sorry about everything getting screwed up, kids. COVID-19 might have taken away your graduation ceremony, but it can't take that diploma away. Let us know how you're celebrating a graduate, or if you are a graduate, how are you celebrating? Is it going to be one of these Zoom things?
It's a bummer, however it is. I mean, that
right.
Sucks.
And if you're celebrating someone, or if you just want to give a shout out, I mean, we're trying to do as many of those as we can squeeze in. So please feel free to text us or email us. Text us at 800-400-3697 or email Bryn at RadioAlice.com. All right, jumping into the trash here. Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs. Oh, best songs in the country at this moment. I'm not going to do number 100 because it's in Spanish and it says explicit, and Bryn wasn't able to get confirmation from Nicole that there were or weren't swears in it. It's a song from Bad Bunny, Jowl.
Nicole is like, what? Why
She's
me?
My Spanish consultant.
Yeah. Every time we're not allowed to air any swears in any language.
No, I didn't know he needed help.
No, it's okay. I know you're busy, so I didn't want to throw that at you. And
yeah,
but 100.
Yeah, that song does have a lot of stuff. So.
Oh.
You know, I posted a picture from yesterday while we were doing our show. Sarah had a funny filter on, and it's us on my camera. And someone wrote, "Is Nicole's phone from 2003? It was truly the most fuzzy picture of the four of us. Do you have, in fact, an old janky phone, Nicole?
She has the newest phone.
I have the iPhone 11.
The quality of the picture has a lot to do with how much you're moving, mm-hmm. and how good the connection is between your phone and the other person's phone. Because right now, you guys all look pretty clear to me, but sometimes, like, when someone's moving around or, you know, the picture breaks up a little.
And also, when it gets later in the day, sometimes my internet connection on my phone just goes out.
Huh, that's weird. I've never experienced that at that building ever before. There has never been an exact point, say 7:59, where all of a sudden you can't get anything on the internet anymore. That's really strange.
Weird that that's later in the day, too, isn't it?
It is a little bit weird.
7:59 later in the day.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, for us, it is quite far into our day.
I know.
On Monday, we did this show, and then I did like a roller skating.
You went roller skating,
thing.
Right?
I went did that for an hour, and then we did the Johnny Mosley podcast, and then Monday's my bills day, so I had to get all that done, and it's the beginning of the month, so I have to reconcile all my accounts. At least that's what my new accountant told me. And it's 2:30, and I just fall down on the couch, and I'm like, oh my God, this day is finally over. My son looks at me and goes, God, it's only 2:30. I'm like, I have been up since 4 a.m. doing stuff the whole time. People just don't understand how hard we work.
Ooh, no, nobody gets it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
What I really love is when stuff similar to that happens at my house, I get the "Uh-oh, Dad's grumpy." Run, everyone! And I'm
hell? Don't call me grumpy. I've been busting my ass for 8 straight hours.
How in the heck am I being labeled grumpy? Jeez.
Well, you know, the thing is, we do get grumpy, Vinny.
How about you cut me a little slack, okay? I mean, I'll go.
How about
play
get
ball
off
with
me?
You, but...
Stop playing badminton on my body, and I'll be less grumpy. How does that? Or how about this? Why don't you pick my feet up and put them on the ottoman and bring me a cold iced tea? How's
That'd
that sound?
Nice. Yeah,
that'll
that
cheer me
good.
Right the up. Anyway, everyone, it's a fine day. It's a hump day, and it's a 2-hour episode of Survivor tonight. What? Don't forget, even though you've got double the homework, it's only 2 hours, and you have to do it by Friday at 6 a.m., which is when we talk, without worrying about spoilers, about this week's Survivor episode. Okay, back to the charts, which we started some time ago. At number 10 is Harry Styles. Adore you. Love that tune. Justin Bieber has the number 9 song featuring Quavo. Intentions is the name of it. By the way, there's a dance for this.
Oh, yeah.
And Shani Wani sent me the clip of
the
it yesterday. Shani Wani is like maybe the most charming, adorable person I know. Like, he always has this like sweetest smile on his face. And he's showing me like, hey, here's how you do it, Sarah. I'm like, I'm not doing it. He's adorable. All right, let's see here. Number 8 is Post Malone. This is a former number 1. And it's Circles. Let it go. At number 7 is Dua Lipa. It's a dance party. Don't start now. Don't show up. Don't come out. Oh, yeah. Don't start caring about me now.
Walk away. You know how. Is she English? I think she is, isn't she?
I don't know anything about Dua Lipa, except that she's on the charts.
All right.
Look her up real quick. Is Dua Lipa
Yes, she is English, Vinny.
I figure that will
what
make you like her more.
Oh, I know what she
looks
like.
Oh, she's really
like.
Good
I've
looking.
Of her.
She's really good looking.
She is really good looking.
What about Doja Cat? That sounds like an English name.
I don't know if she's English, but she's definitely good looking too.
Her song is Say So, and it comes in at number 6.
Oh, hold on.
Hurry up
English
and change it. Oh, my God.
She's American. Just wants to verify.
Oh, all right.
Doja Cat, Say So.
She's from LA.
Mm-mm. Is she? She moved there to make it big. Roddy Ricch is number 5. This is also a former number 1, The Box. Terrible song. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole field. I'ma get lazy. Number 4 is Megan Thee Stallion. I'm a savage. Yeah. Classic. Ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Yeah. Nasty.
This is a TikTok.
Sassy, moody, right? Nasty. Yeah, I see this all the time on TikTok. I'm not watching as much of that anymore. I'm kind of sick of it. Are you guys still watching it the same amount that you were before?
I never watched it at all.
Yeah, but these guys were... Vinny, Nicole and Bryn told me they both fall asleep to TikTok. Like
that's
they
good.
Have it next to them and
how
and
does that not
scrolling
wake you up? I don't understand how that doesn't. If you're listening to people dance,
you have to change it. So if you're sort of dozing on one thing, and I guess you have the volume low, unless you swipe up, you just see the same video over and over.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they go with a lullaby or something.
No,
are you doing
I'm
it
watching,
as much?
I start to get tired and I put my phone down. I don't fall asleep to it like that.
Yeah,
but yeah I do.
Yeah.
I check in and see what's. It's super entertaining, and it's not just the dances that I like. I like, you know, the content. There's some really cool content.
Yeah.
Especially some dumb stuff. You know, people like they set up the domino thing where they have dominoes.
Yeah,
and
that's I've
balls.
Seen some
oh,
yeah. of those. That's pretty cool.
And some or of them those are just amazing.
I like some of the parent videos where like. Some of the parent reactions to having their kids home from college, and they're just like flipping out about like the most randomest things. Like, I think those are funny. So that's what I watch.
Parents flipping out.
Yeah, parents flipping out. Like, it's just about, like, one parent was mad that the kid left the fridge open for too long, but it wasn't that long. So he just went on this tangent, and it was just really funny. So stuff like that I find entertaining.
I see some of that that I like. It's similar to the Jackass bits that they do with the dad. That one where they wake him up, beating him up.
Oh, yeah.
The dad just gets super pissed. Or, I saw this one where it's super funny. This guy grabs an egg and he says, "Hey, mom, come here. Put your hand through this." And she's like, "Why?" And so she puts her hand through it. He hands her the egg. So her hand is now caught in the little hinge behind the refrigerator. And he goes, "Okay, stay there." And he just walks away. And she's holding this egg. She can't do anything because she can't reach her arm around the door.
Can she drop it down onto her hand?
No, she can't reach her arm along. Like, it's not long enough. So she has to drop the egg and splatter it on the floor in order for her to get out of there. And she just starts cussing in whatever language they speak. And she gets super mad. Like, that stuff is funny. It is funny.
That it's is just... pretty funny. Although, these are the things that are going to make families break up thanks to this coronavirus as you're trapped in the house. What I've noticed at my house is that my partner, and I never noticed this until we've been trapped in the house, she turns every light in the house on. Every light. Every room she walks into, every light comes on. Even in broad daylight, where there's no need for a light, all the lights
go on. But
then
what? She leaves and doesn't
leaves
turn it
them
off.
On. Yeah, just doesn't even think twice about it. And
how's
I feel like
your PG&E bill?
We have solar, so it's very low. But that's not the point. The point is, I grew up in a house where my mom would have this regular speech about how. What do you think? We have stock in the power company? We can't afford to have light the whole... Why don't you just leave the fridge on and cool the house down? And, you know, like all the stuff.
I've heard that. That is so... Yes.
So I'm walking around doing it. I walk into a room and go, Jesus Christ.
I feel like that's one of my jobs. Like, you know, how many times can you tell two effing teenagers, turn off the light and turn off the exhaust fan in the bathroom? Like... How many times can you say that? I wake up at 4 in the morning every morning. You know, that's when I get up. And the first thing I do is I go in there and I turn that crap off. And it's been running all night. And as soon as they wake up, they're going to turn it all on again.
Right.
God, I hate them.
So this is all stuff you find out when you're living together in a way that you hadn't normally. And suddenly you're like, wow, I'm whoa. We're grinding.
Boy.
Number two. Are we still on the songs?
We are
still in the countdown?
We're totally still in the countdown.
All right.
And we're almost out of time. And I had some good stories. It's too bad. Here we go. Number three. Toosie Slide, everyone. Drake. Number three. I'ma show you how to get it. I feel like we don't need to hear this one. Is this a good song? I don't
basically
think this is a good
he's
song.
Saying either way you're gonna slide.
Number two is The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. All right, and listen, number one with a bullet, you guys. Last week, not on the charts. This week, the number one song in Merca. It's by The Scots, which is Travis Scott and Kid Cudi. And the song is called The Scots. Number one. We see the hype outside, right from the house. Took it straight from outside, straight to the couch. We put the mic outside. I don't understand music anymore. You let in the Scots outside. We run in the Scots. Ain't no control in the game. They never leave. Okay, enough of that.
I
got tests over my veins.
I saw Kid Cudi open up for Lady Gaga, and he was really good.
So what kind of I don't show know about put this. On?
Just, you know, he's a rapper guy.
So is he, like, got a DJ behind him, and he gets out there and just yells? And
he was dancing and going for it. I thought he was great.
Well, I don't understand why that became the number one song after, you know, just debuting on the charts, but there it is.
Well, Travis Scott
I don't understand. Yeah, but who cares?
He's huge. Remember that Sicko Mode song, this song here?
Who cares?
He's no good.
Remember this song?
Yeah, I remember this awful song, too.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
On
terrible
the charts
songs.
Forever at number one, and the album charts were killing it for months.
All right, do you guys want to hear what... This is, by the way, that Elon Musk kid name... It's apparently real. I mean, unless they're just going to carry this joke on forever. Elon Musk and Grimes are confirming the name of the newborn child. It's X, the symbol that is AE leaned together, A-12, which I think is, reading her thing, I think you pronounce it Zaya 12. That's my guess. That's the name of the kid, Zaya 12. So here's in the tweet. I'm just going to read you the tweet straight as she wrote it, and you tell me. X, the unknown variable, AE, my elven spelling of I, love and or artificial intelligence, A-12 equals precursor to SR-17, our favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed, great in battle, but nonviolent. A equals Archangel, my favorite song, Metal Rat, she wrote. So if she's pronouncing A-E as, and she writes it out A-I, like I, and then there's an A after. So I'm saying the kid's name is Zaya 12, and that's what I'm going to call him from now on.
Okay. Well, you know, I wish health for
sure.
The family and the child. The child means zero to me personally, and Grimes isn't in my life at all, except through this story. And look, I mean... What's his bucket is, he's a genius, but he's also displays stupidity almost like he's like me. Like that stupidity he shows, I just think, wow, that's
right.
My level stupidity.
It's
like, what
just,
are you
it
doing?
It's not, I guess it's counterbalanced by the genius that's in there, but
okay.
I agree with you. I have been stunned by stuff that he's done and been like, wow, you're the same guy that came up with all that other stuff, huh?
Like it just makes no, the two things don't go together at all.
And I'm going to leave you with this, but let's leave on a high note. Nicolas Cage is going to play Joe Exotic in an 8-episode scripted TV series. Technically, it's not based on the show we all watched called Tiger King, but on an article about Joe that was published last year in Texas Monthly. The show will center on Joe as he fights to keep his animal park, even at the risk of losing his sanity, and explore how Joe became Joe Exotic and how he lost himself to a character of his own creation. Kate McKinnon is doing a different series where she's playing Carol Baskin. This is an unrelated TV series. They got to put these two things together. Like Nicolas Cage is Joe Exotic and Kate McKinnon is Carol Baskin. Come on, you guys.
That's pretty fun.
It would be great. Either way, more Tiger King on the way, Ben. What's coming up in the news?
Uber makes the news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.